rare eclipse of the sun has started. We're hearing about this in the news today. It'll continue until about 10:30. Experts say people should not look at it directly as the rays can damage eyesight. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, she's a rare one, is hoping to catch a glimpse of it. And Nicola's at Belfast Zoo. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, you would apparently the Faroe Islands is where you would see this eclipse the best today. But honestly, you'd think that Belfast Zoo is the place to be. There are loads of people here to witness this solar eclipse. And it is fantastic. We're actually, it's just at sort of the optimum at the moment, Stephen. A warning just as I'm saying this, please, if you're actually watching the eclipse, do not look directly at the sun. I've got a pair of goggles on here that I've been given by Philip Matchett, who is the chairman of the Northern Ireland Amateur Astronomy Society. Philip, this is fantastic, and we've waited quite a while for one of these, haven't we?
We've waited quite a while, yes. 1999 was the last, and it was a total solar, but you could only see it from the very bottom of England, and it was cloudy everywhere then. It was looking very much like it was going to be something similar today, but hey, we've been lucky so far. It has been just cleared up at the right time, and everybody that's here, and probably over 100 people here, have all seen it, and I think everybody's having a great time here. I don't know just how long more it's going to last because the clouds are coming in, but everybody will be going home happy this morning. We're really lucky, really lucky.
And as I said, we're not looking directly at it. You've got one of your telescopes set up here. There's maybe about 7 or 8 set up here at the moment.
Yes.
So what are we actually seeing at the minute?
Well, a partial solar eclipse is partial because of where we're looking at it from. Now, if you said yourself, you go to the Faroe Islands, you'll see a total solar eclipse. But from here,
those dopey lines. I keep on telling them just to talk to us on the phone. Those dopey lines. The BBC gets all this new technology and it's just dropped off. Yeah, let's go back to the
went past it, now the sun will be getting bigger again now. So it's very, very good. So we're starting to brighten up. And it has got noticeably colder and a wee bit darker, but definitely the temperature has dropped down. But like I say, we've seen a good one, good maximum so far.
Yes, because whenever the Barabest, it was going on and on yesterday. You're never see it. He knows nothing, because when I come up here, the clouds just parted at the right time. The little crescent, just the little bit of the sun we were seeing just resting on its back at the bottom, it was magnificent to see, and everybody here just was totally silent.
Yes, definitely this has worked out best. Sometimes the weather people just don't get it particularly right, but I 80% cloud. Well, I was happy to go with that because we only need a small area of the sky to be clear, and we've got it at the right time. So really, really lucky that way.
And also, it was because the sun was so bright, and then it just instantly got darker and really, really cold.
Yes, that definitely was noticeable. I think a lot of people were saying it would get that dark, the street lights and that would come on. I was a wee bit wary about that. It did darken down, but yes, definitely the temperature has dropped considerably, and hopefully now it'll be starting to build back up again. But yes, that's what you'd expect. A total solar eclipse, then you are getting into very, very darkness. And hopefully they're getting it clear in the Faroe Islands as well, you know, to see this. So no stargazing live's on, supposed to be on live now this morning. So I'm sure that we'll be having a look at it tonight to see how they got on there.
Well, everybody here is, as I say, having a great time. They're just witnessing this. As I said, the optimum time has just passed. Again, another warning, don't look directly at it because the sun is now starting to sort of move, or the moon is starting to move away, so the sun is starting to come out a little bit brighter, so don't look at that. But also, people here at Belfast Zoo have been telling me that the animals actually react in a very different way because of the darkness. They notice that and they react very differently. So there you go. It's sort of affecting people here, humans as well as animals, Stephen.
Yeah, well, make sure now, Nicola, you get a quick getaway once you're done reporting there, because they might want to keep you up there.
Well, do you know what? I wouldn't mind staying here, because I'll let you into a wee secret. This guy that I'm speaking to, I haven't seen him in 30 years. The last time I saw him was in P7 when I was in Grace Hill Primary School.
His head will be done with you talking non-stop all day, all night. His head will be done in. Nicola Weir, thank you very much.
He's saying...
I can't hear you, but how long have you got to be on air now? Because I could tell you plenty of stories about Nicola, but maybe she's going to take the microphone away from me now.
No, we'll not go there.
Dish the dirt on
Nicola. Back to you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Morning to you.